Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way with you, baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, 9/24/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Going back to our conversation, a little housekeeping here. Additional text messages talking about money that should be in your bank account. I broke down just gasoline alone over the last 4 years. $4,000 cash money should be in every single one of our savings accounts that's not there because of the Biden-Harris energy policies. Shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, stopping basically trying to ban fracking, not allowed to drill on federal lands, causing supply to go down, draining the strategic oil reserve, it's gone. All those millions of gallons of oil that was in reserve for an emergency, Biden dumped into the supply back during the 2022 midterm elections. Why? Because gas was going closer and closer and closer, almost inching here in Michigan to $5 a gallon. Remember that? He stole, used, transferred Donald Trump's fully stocked up strategic oil reserve, completely depleted it. Zero was dumped into the market to artificially increase supply, which caused prices to go down right before the November 2022 elections. That's a fact. Well, Dave Ajima says, now add in the other costs of inflation, food costs, clothing, everyday items, at least another $4,000 in cash money should be in your account. Really, if you want to look at it, he says, Randy, it's a minimum of at least $8,000 that should be in your savings account. $8,000 right now dumped into your lap. What impact would that have in your life? How much easier would your life be right now if you had $8,000 in your bank account that you don't have? I know people who are struggling right now to pay their bills. I know one person, I'm not going to mention any names, said, I thank God every single month for my overdraft protection that I have set up through my credit union. Because I spend more money throughout the month than I have in my checking savings account. I go ahead and pay $25 overdraft fees to be able to buy groceries to pay my bills. At the first of the month, which is coming next week, Social Security disability payments come in. he's able to pay off his overdraft. He told me point blank on the phone yesterday that if it wasn't for the overdraft, he says, Randy, I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't have money to put in the gas tank to get to work the last week of each month. That's how much he's basically short. He's making only 75% of his expenses to live. Between his mortgage payment, his car payment, insurance payments, gasoline, food on the table, electricity, cell phone bill, because obviously he was talking to me on a cell phone. He's only making roughly about 75% of what he actually needs to pay his bills. You know what my advice was to him? You need a new job. You know what he said to me? I love the owners I work for. I love the business. I love the customers. I love what I do. I said, then you've got to go to them and ask them point blank, I need a higher paycheck. I need to make more money. If they love you as much as you love them, if they appreciate you as an employee, they will figure out how they can give you a raise. Dude, you cannot continue living this way. You know what he said to me? I don't want to put that burden on them. I said, well, then your burden of having to pay your bills the last week of the month with your overdraft fees from your credit union is your decision. Then stop complaining about it. Stop whining about it. Why are you calling me? He said, well, you know businesses and you understand businesses and you have sponsors and you guys just talk about this stuff all the time. I just thought I could reach out to you. I said, I don't have a problem you reaching out to me. But when you tell me your situation and I'm telling you as a business owner what to do, if you don't want to listen to my advice, then we don't have anything to talk about. Not only are you wasting my time, but I'm wasting your time listening to you. He goes, no, I understand. You know, I appreciate your time. I said, no. This conversation isn't over. What I'm telling you is you need to communicate. How do you know that your owners aren't making enough profits where they can afford to pay you $3, $4, $5 an hour more? What is it that you're short? Basically, it sounds like 25% of your expenses that you have to pay just to basically exist. Would that be somewhat of an accurate number? He's like, well, probably. I said, okay, mathematically, it's very simple. Very simple. If they're paying you $20 an hour or whatever the number is, I'm just throwing numbers out there, you need 25% more. Based on the income tax they take out, Social Security, whatever, as a rule of thumb, if you had 25% more income, you'd be able to make it through the end of the month without tapping into your overdraft fees. I said, actually, it's probably going to be a little less than that. Because, dude, every time you write a check at the grocery store or use your debit card for gas at the gas pump, you're getting hit with a $25 surcharge from your credit union. He said, correct. I said, if you eliminate those overdraft fees, those expenses go away. But going back to my number, the math is very simple. 25%, a quarter of what you're getting paid is basically $5 an hour. If they're paying you 20, they got to pay you 25. And there's places out there that will pay you $25 an hour. They need the workers. They're competing against your current company. I know you love them. I know you've been with them for years. You're loyal to them. You're loyal to their customers. I said, I got one very simple question. Have you ever called in sick? He said, no. He said, there's days I felt like crap. You know, I've had a cold or, you know, I threw up earlier, you know, last night. I feel bad when I wake up in the morning. I said, but what do you do? He says, I go to work. I said, you've never called in sick all these years you've been with this company. He said, that's right. I said, dude, there are no employees on the planet like you. Very few. You need to go talk to them. Explain to them what you explained to me. The last week of the month, you're having to tap into overdraft protection with your credit union to be able to get your paycheck at the first of the month. They pay monthly. Weekly would be better, but he'd still come up short when he pays all his other bills based on what he brings home anyway. I said, have this conversation. Show them the numbers. Break it down. Take your bank statements in and show them how many overdraft fees you have to pay every month just to work the last week of the month there. If you've never called in sick, you're always, I'm sure, probably early to work. He says, yeah, I make the pot of coffee. The office manager is there. They open up the office, but I go in and make coffee because I like my coffee. I said, well, there you go. Just point it out to them. Do the owners even know you get there early? Do they even know that you make the coffee in the morning and not the office manager? He goes, you know what? I don't know if they do. I said, well, then tell them that. And this isn't me advocating for workers to go and ask for more money to business owners. That's not what I'm doing. I got a phone call from a gentleman, and he told me his situation. This may not apply to anybody else out there. If it does, that's how you have to look at it. You need to share your expenses with your business owner that you work for. Now, if you're frivolously going out to eat at restaurants every single night, your bank statement shows charges of restaurants every single night, well, then you got a problem. You need to eat at home. That's the bottom line. Cliff Tellini, our beef farmer, Montana ancestry, Black Angus beef in Onaway. Randy, the Biden energy policy cost me on this farm $25,000 more just for the fuel costs, fertilizer increase, utilities are up, everything is driven by energy. Is that for the entire 4 years? I pray and hope. You're not saying 25 grand a year. You're saying for the last 4 years, right? That's still $6,000, folks, per year. That's a year, he says. Oh, my God. God help us. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Get Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of other text messages coming in from that rant, that discussion we had in the last segment. Going through our budget, sitting here listening to your show this morning, and this is a retired couple. They're on fixed incomes. I believe perhaps might have a retirement from a career, plus Social Security. Randy, we're paying our bills, we're surviving, we're okay, unlike this young gentleman you were talking about. However, looking at how much money we've spent more for propane, what we spent more in gasoline at the gas pumps, we have two vehicles. I drive more than my wife does. I do the shopping. I go to town for our medications. My vehicle is a pickup truck. I like driving my pickup truck. I feel safe. I'm able to get groceries. I'm able to put more in it than her small car. I don't get as good as gas mileage, but I don't travel that far. But as Dave Ajima said, you said he was talking about inflation on other things. Cliff Tellini talked about energy costs, how much they've gone up, costing him $25,000 a year increased cost to operating his farm, fertilizer, all fuel driven, fuel for the tractors, all the things that he does. Well, when we factored it in, we figured we would probably have $10,000 in the bank over the last 4 years that it's cost us. Kind of interesting. Retired couple. No kids. No mouths to feed other than the two of them. $10,000 in the bank that you don't have because of Biden-Harris's policies. And I got to tell you, folks, if you actually look at her policies, when she says my values and principles have not changed, when Bernie Sanders said on CNN interview, well, what about Kamala Harris's flip-flopping from when she ran for president back in 2020 versus what she's saying today running for president in 2024? You know what Bernie Sanders said? She's being pragmatic to get elected. You know what that's code for? She's lying to the American people. Because if she is elected, her policies are even worse than Biden's in so many areas. If you've enjoyed living in our country under Biden-Harris, you actually believe that you're better off today than you were 4 years ago. That you don't mind spending more for energy and food and everything that basically we have to spend more money on. You don't have a problem with it. Then Harris is your vote. If you would have liked to had $4,000, $8,000, like this retired couple, $10,000 in your bank account, cash money sitting there earning interest, where you could pay your bills easier for the next couple of years, or at least the next year, then Trump's your vote. Don't even get me started about the video, the V, if you text me, I will send it to you, about Donald Trump being divisive, dividing the nation. Absolutely 100% agree with that statement. And you know what? I don't have a problem with it. You know why? Because we need a stark difference, folks. When you go into the ballot box, when your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, the people you go to church with, the people you know that are deer hunters, when they go to vote, they need an absolute stark contrast between Harris and Trump. Text me PAGS, P-A-G-S, I'll send you that video. If you want 100 of these cards mailed directly to you, that you could actually affect 1,100 votes in your community, in your county, text me cards. And I'll send you the link and instructions on how to donate $25 to Antrim County Conservative Union. The website, acconservatives.org. You donate online, we get your information, the packages go out. Tim, if you're listening, Harold, if you're listening, the store up in Mackinac City, if you're listening, you got your package, you got your rear window stickers, you got your business cards. Just hand out those cards, and please hand them out to locals. The stores in Mackinac City, don't give those to fudgies. Give them to local people that live in your area. You know who I'm talking to. They didn't want me to mention the names. They didn't want to be boycotted. They didn't want the libs to go crazy on them, so I'm not mentioning the stores. Two stores in Mackinac City now have the cards. Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, they have the cards. You see, we want people to be informed, engaged over the next 6 weeks, and this is how we're going to do it. Cards, V for video, or PAGS, P-A-G-S. Those are the three text messages for this hour. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days.